पाति मोर गौर चंद्र
धन मोर नित्यानंद पति मोर गौर चंद्र
प्राण मोर युगल किशोर
प्राण मोर युगल किशोर
प्राण मोर युगल किशोर
प्राण मोर युगल किशोर
अद्वैत आचार्य वाला गदाधर मोर कुल
द्वैत आचार्य बाला गदाधर मोर कुल
द्वैत आचार्य बाला गदाधर मोर कुल
अद्वैत आचार्य बाला गदाधर मोर कुल
नर हरे विलासे मो
नर हरि विलासे मो
नर हरे विलासे मो
नर हरि विलासे मो
वैष्णवेर पद धूलि ताह मोर स्नान केली
वैष्णवेर पद धूलि ताहे मोर स्नान केली
वैष्णवेर पद धूलि ताहे मोर स्नान केली
वैष्णवेर पद धूलि ताहे मोर स्नान केली
तर्पण मोर वैष्णवेर नाम
तर्पण मोर वैष्णवेर नाम
तर्पण मोर वैष्णवेर नाम
तर्पण मोर वैष्णवेर नाम
विचार करिया मने भक्ति रस आस्वादने
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 मध्यस्थ श्री भागवत पुराण
मध्यस्थ श्री भागवत पुराण
वैष्णवेर वचेष्ठ ताहे मोर मन निष्ठ
वैष्णवेर वचेष्ठ ताहे मोर मन निष्ठ
वैष्णवेर नाम देवल्ला
वैष्णवेर नाम देवल्ला
वृंदावन चबूतारा ताहे मोर मन घेरा
वृंदावन चबूतारा चाहे मोर मन घेरा
कहे दिना नरोत्तम दा
कहे दिना नरोत्तम दा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
धन मोर नित्यानंद अति मोर गौरचंद
मोर नित्यानंद अति मोर गौरचंद्र प्राण मोर युगल किशोर
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कीर्तन की
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्त वृन्द
चन्द्र जय गौर भक्त वृन्द
हृदय हित कन्या जय नित्यानंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद హరే కృష్ణ, వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. పద్ మధ్యలీల చతన చతామృత చాప్టర్ 5 ఇన్ సాక్షి గోపాల్. వి హ్యావ్ డన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్. లార్డ్ చైతన్య అరైవింగ్ ఇన్ కటక్ అండ్ టేకింగ్ ద దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ ద సాక్షి గోపాల్ డైటీస్ అండ్ దెన్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఓల్డ్ అండ్ యంగ్ బ్రాహ్మణ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్. While the son of old Brahmana was an atheist, on the other hand, the young Brahmana who was a traveling partner with old Brahman was a great devotee. Both were actually pure devotees, Brahman, young and old Brahman. He had firm faith in Lord Gopal's words. Now this we are going to do today. Up to 86 we covered. 87 we are starting today. So, Gopal coming to Vidyanagar as a witness, and then Sakshi Gopal staying at Vidyanagar and later on going to Katak, and then the chapter concludes with this. All the devotees were happy seeing Sakshi Gopal on one hand and Lord Chaitanya on the other. Dandabangalila, let us see how far we can reach today. Maybe today and tomorrow we will complete this. Let us study about how Gopal comes as a witness to Vidyanagar today, 87. Yeah, this was the last verse we concluded last time. Ye to shuni nastika loka upahasa kare kehabale Ishwara dayalu asiteha pare. Yeah, read it. Where is the mic?
Hearing the emphatic statement of the younger Brahmana, some atheists in the meeting began to cut jokes. However, someone else said, after all, the Lord is merciful and if He likes, He can come.
Yeah. So just as the atheistic fellows remain faithless all their life and make such atheistic comments and cut jokes, and they will be roasted like a moth in fire by the lusty activities in this world, and they will disappear into the oblivion and life after life preparing their way to hell, and that has been seen in this world. At the same time, in this world also we have good souls, those who are pure devotees who have a very firm faith in the Lord. You can see the pastime of Prahalada and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was a die-hard atheist. So much so that he wanted to have enmity with the Supreme Lord himself. And he wanted to kill the Supreme Lord. Modern day atheists are not even mosquitoes in front of Hiranyakashipu. They are so tiny, powerless, absolutely having no influence. Worst come worst, you know, you will see them making some adjustments and surviving in this world like insignificant creatures. If the sun is hot, they may make some air conditioner to survive on a hot sunny day by putting AC around themselves. But Hiranyakashipu could control the temperature of the sun. You know, he could control the sunlight, he could control the heat, he could control the rains, he could control the growth of the as per his demand, he could get vegetables, fruits, anything he wanted. In fact, he made a plan to send all the sinners to heaven and pious people to hell. He reversed the polarity. Actually, the Lord had made a system that pious people go to heaven, but he made pious people go to hell. So powerful he was. So the world has not seen such an atheist. Like Hiranyakashipu, and he had his chest like a vajra, it is said, very strong and mighty fellow. He subdued each and every living entity on earth. Not only on earth, including upper and lower plant systems, except three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Leaving those three behind, all other devatas were under his control. World has not seen any atheist like that. But God is more powerful than the most powerful atheist. He came from the pillar and put him on his lap and broke open his chest. Killed him on the spot. So, now there are many followers of Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada says, there are Mahajans amongst the good souls, there are Mahajans amongst the nasty souls also. Like Prabhupada says, Darwin, and Hiranyakashipu, Hitler, and these are all Mahajans for the notorious people who want to walk the wrong path. And there are also pure souls. For them, they take the footsteps of Prahlad or Dhruva or the Dvadasha Mahajanas. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishma, Balirvaya, Sakirvaya, and Yamraj. They follow in their footsteps. So, therefore it is no wonder the world, right from the dawn of creation, the good souls and bad souls have always been there. Just like in any class in a school, you find good children and naughty children, mischievous children. The mischievous children have not come to school to study. They have come to create trouble for other students and for the teachers and for themselves. And they are trouble creators. And like you can see that the government makes many policies to ensure that the money is not mishandled. But there will always be people who do corruption and try to find a way out. In the same manner, you will find amongst the children of God, some are mischievous children. So they are naughty fellows. And they remain atheistic and they have to get several kicks in millions of lifetimes. And after which they may again be given a chance to turn to God. So, in the same verse, first part talks about such atheistic fellows. Second part talks about the faithful devotees. Like Prahlad, 5-year-old boy was, taken on a task by the father. Father had planned to murder him and challenged him whether the Lord can appear from the pillar. And the Lord indeed appeared from the pillar. And in this universe you will find Lord time to time does such miracles. Why? Because when people hear about those miracles and get to see those miracles, they get an opportunity to understand the Lord's prowess. Like Ajamila was delivered by chanting Narayana. Isn't it? So now the whole world knows Lord's holy name is very powerful. One can chant the holy name and one can be saved from Yamapash or the Yama's ropes. Similarly, a 5-year-old boy went to the forest, Dhruva, and chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Lord gave darshan to him. So in this way the world knows that by chanting the holy name you get darshan of the Lord, you get freed from the bondage, karma bandhan. Similarly, Lord can appear from anywhere to protect the devotees. Even from a pillar the Lord appeared for Prahlad. And there have been pastimes of the Lord in India during the British times. And Mughal times also, there have been people who tried to stop the temple worship. Like for example, Jagannath Rath Yatra, the British tried to stop it. So the Lord Jagannath drove the British only out of India. And not only he drove them out, he personally went to Britain and did his own Rath Yatra there also. He said, you are trying to stop my Odisha Rath Yatra, I will come there. I will come to Britain and do the Rath Yatra there. So therefore, the Lord is so powerful and merciful. Like you see how powerful the Lord is, you are seeing during this corona period, man has become so advanced in the field of science and technology. And he is sending rockets to other planets, but right now he is not able to come out of his own house door. He is locked up inside the houses with all the masks on their mouth and nose. And they are trying to stop the lockdown, then again they extend the lockdown. Again they extend the lockdown, you can see. I saw an interesting cartoon recently, where they have shown that all the animals like lion, tiger, elephants, they are all walking in the street, empty street. And all the people are inside their homes with masks. And the animals and birds they are showing. See, look at all the human beings. Earlier they put us in zoo, now we have put them in zoo. And we have come to have fun watching them. So, you can see how by one small tiny virus, and the Lord can shake the whole universe, shake the whole globe. You can see that. And man is so proud of his own, you know, tiny achievements. You can see that. So therefore, devotees of the Lord have firm faith that if the Lord is merciful, if He likes, He can come. Tabe se chota vipragela vrindavana dandavat kari kahe sava vivarana. Yeah, when he met the, saw the Lord in the temple, Gopal, he explained everything to him. Brahmanya deva tumi bada daya moyen. Doi viprera dharma rakha haya sadaya. He says, so you are a Brahmanya deva. You are actually the Lord of the Brahmanas and the Brahminical culture. Tumi bada dayama, you are most merciful Lord. Duhi prera dharma rakha. Haya sadaya. He is saying, we too, vipras, brahmanas, came here. And I have come here not out of some eagerness to get married to that lady, his daughter or somebody. That is not a prime goal for me. But I don't want to see the dharma broken. Somebody is making a promise in front of you and then they are breaking the promise. Dharma gets broken and you will go to hell for that. And that elderly brahmana, due to the family pressure, right now is speaking a lie. So I want to actually prove the truth in such a way that he will be saved from the hellish future. I want to protect him from breaking the dharma, he said. Can you show your great mercy by protecting the religious principles of us two brahmanas? Kanya pava maramane iha nahi sukha. Brahmanera pratignayaya ehi bada dukha. Correct, no? This is what I told just now. I said, I am simply thinking about he has broken his promise and that is giving me great pain. Please read the purport.
It was not at all the intention of the young Brahmana to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmana in marriage and thus enjoy material happiness and sense gratification. It was not for that reason that the young Brahmana went to Vrindavan to ask the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness. His only concern was that because the elderly Brahmana had promised something, if Gopal did not bear witness to that transaction, then the older Brahmana would incur a spiritual blemish. Therefore, the young Brahmana wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmana was thus a pure Vaishnava and he had no desire for sense gratification. He wanted only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the older Brahmana, who was also a Vaishnava and very much devoted to the Lord.
Yeah, correct. So that is the motive behind the appeal. The young Brahmana was a pure Vaishnava and he had no desire for sense gratification purposes. Also, the simple dealings between the devotees of the Lord. There is no possibility of the Lord's being involved in sinful activities. A pure devotee, though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with him exactly as if he were a common man. So, Prabhupada is saying here that that point is coming in the next verse about how the devotee can speak to the Lord. But one point we learned just now, whenever we do anything in relation to Guru and Krishna, we should do it with a pure heart, with no material motivations. To the degree we do that, to that degree our spiritual advancement is great. There is one verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnana agni dagda karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. This verse says, kama sankalpa varjita. If our heart is free from material motivations, and a disciple serves the Guru simply for the pleasure of Guru, then all his karma bandhana is burnt to ashes. It is said like that. So this brahmana's intention is quite pure. He wants to protect the dharma of both the brahmanas. And what he feels is, if the older brahmana is speaking lies, by speaking lie, a brahmana goes to hell. So he was worried about him, and also he was worried about both of them coming in front of the deity and speaking something and now not keeping it up. Then that way he felt that I will also be breaking the law. After having promised one thing to deity, then doing another thing. So that way both of us are breaking the dharma, which is improper. I want to follow the dharma, but his family members are not allowing me to follow the dharma. Like that he felt. So,
yeta janitum isakshi deha daya maya. Jani sakshi nahi deha tarapapahaya.
Read it.
The young brahmana continued, "My dear sir, you are very merciful and you know everything. Therefore, kindly be a witness in this case. A person who knows things as they are and still does not bear witness becomes involved in sinful activities."
Yeah. So he is saying that a person knows things as they are and still does not bear witness. So he is saying that you be a witness in this case because you know everything. Please read the purport.
"The dealings between a devotee and the Lord are very simple. The young brahmana said to the Lord, 'You know everything, but if you do not bear witness, you will be involved in sinful activities.'"
Do you think Lord will be ever involved in sinful activities? Similarly, Arjuna also told Krishna, "What will people think of us that we are, enacting such a ghastly sinful war?" Krishna, my name is all right if it gets spoiled, but what about your reputation? You are actually with me in the chariot. We both are one party now. Arjuna and Pandava, Krishna together. So he said, "Your good name also will be spoiled." You are telling. Of course, Lord is ready to go to any extent for the devotee, and he was doing the right thing. It was the dharma yuddha and everything. But the point is here, he's saying is a devotee is so simple and innocent. While speaking to Lord, he can speak like you talk to another gentleman. Like that, a devotee can speak. He says, "Go ahead."
"There is no possibility, however, of the Lord being involved in sinful activities. A pure devotee, even though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with the Lord exactly as if he were a common man. Although the dealings between the Lord and his devotee are always very simple and open, there is formality. All these things happen because of the connection between the Lord and the devotee."
Yeah. So this is a sign of advancement also. When a devotee becomes very advanced, the reverential admiration and spontaneous affection, we say, as the love becomes thicker and thicker and thicker, it increases. Then the intimacy, then dealings with the Lord, joking with the Lord, and playing with the Lord, teasing the Lord, all these things come in Vrindavan. If you see, Vrijabasi is like covered boys. They may even joke with Krishna. When Krishna, one of the days, went and told his friends, "My dear friends, you all saw me last week, I lifted Govardhan Hill. Now I am so strong, today I will win over all of you in the game today." So they said, "Who said you lifted the Govardhan Hill? We were the ones holding the Govardhan with our sticks." And that the Brahmana Madhumangal, he said, "I put a mantra by which the mountain was floating up without you having to lift it. You were just touching it at the bottom. Whereas my mantra was making it float. So I am the most mighty. You people are thinking of your physical strength. I have mantra strength," he was telling. So in this way, covered boys can joke about Krishna, joke with Krishna. One day when Krishna was eating, when Mother Yashoda got a complaint from Balaram and other covered boys that Krishna ate mud. It's called Mrida Bhakshana Leela. So Yashoda was very worried. She immediately called Krishna and asked, "Hey, my child, come here, open your mouth and show me. Did you eat mud?" Till that date, Yashoda was never worried about, Krishna eating butter in different homes. Because she thought, even if my son eats a little bit of butter, how does it make any difference to Vrindavan? Vrindavan has a prosperity and so much butter everywhere, available freely. and he will only become little more stouter and stronger. Let him eat, no problem. Other gopis also laughed and joked and left it. But now Yashoda was very worried. Why? Because the item was not butter. What was it? Mud. So she became worried. If my child eats mud, what will happen? It will go into his belly and cause some sickness to him. So she wanted to make sure if there is mud in the mouth, she wanted to take it out. But when she called Krishna and asked, Krishna said, Naham bakshitamanamba sarve mityabhishamsinaha yadi satya girastarhi samaksham paschate mukham. He is telling, my dear mother, Naham bakshitavan. No, I didn't eat mud, mother. Sarve mityabhishamsinaha. My friends are all liars. They are just joking about me. Now you may want to know why they are joking like this. Do you know why? Because every time complaint came to you about my butter stealing, you know, at that time you didn't punish me. You just laughed it off. And my friends have been watching, oh ho, he escaped this time, he escaped this time also. And then now they wanted to see that somehow you take a stick and give me a good beating. So therefore, they are very eager to see me punished. So they are telling you lies. Do you really think I ate mud? Who would eat mud, mother? I never ate mud. And then mother said, Yashoda said, you see, Kana, if your friends say that is one thing, but even your elder brother, Agraja, Balaram, even he is saying that you ate mud. And now Krishna said, my dear mother, do you really trust his words? He said, some of my friends yesterday, they ridiculed me, saying that, hey, Kana, look at your mother. He said, Nanda is also Gora. And your mother, Yashoda, is also gori. But you look at you. You are blackish. From this we understand that you are not a son of Nanda and Yashoda. Maybe some Pulinda lady, from mountain lady, tribal lady, brought you in a basket along with her and then handed over to your parents and went. Therefore you are bluish. Your body is like this. When Krishna heard it, he became angry. He said, hey, how can you say that? I am son of Nanda. I am son of Yashoda. They said, no, you may say that. We don't believe it. Repeatedly they told, and repeatedly Krishna told, they didn't believe. Krishna started loudly crying. Then all the coward boys told Balaram, hey, Balaram, you also agree with us, no? Balaram also laughed along with the other boys. Then Kana became even more, he ran to home back. And then he told Yashoda, you know, Yashoda Maya, this is what these guys are doing. They are joking about me like this. So when he said, then immediately Balaram whispered in Krishna's ear, hey, Kana, this is all our own playful games. Why do you bring such matters to parents? Like that he was telling. So, in this way you will find how intimately they deal with Krishna in Vrindavan. You can see that coward boys. So here also he is saying that as one becomes more and more advanced, one's heart becomes simple like a child and completely innocent and completely pure. When Srila Prabhupada was in America, one time there was one Nandarani Mataji's husband. So he came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, we have to fill up this form for you, and for continuing your stay in America, they are asking, you know, you need to have your parents here, then you can stay for longer time. So that's one of our problems. We were wondering how to tackle this situation. And Prabhupada said, that's not a great deal. You both can become my parents. I can be considered like your child. And they both, Prabhupada, what is your age? What is our age? So in this way, Prabhupada sometimes would joke with devotees also, when he would be talking. So, and Prabhupada said, as such, sannyasis and brahmacharis, they are considered like children, he said, of the grihastha devotees. So you can tell those fellows in the customs that these are renounced people and they don't have any single penny. So they are accepted as children of the community. So they both were laughing. So like this, this is an informal and very intimate relationship that coward boys have with Krishna, or Prabhupada had with some of his disciples. So like when once Shyam Sundar Prabhu came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, now I'm supposed to go to jail for a short while, because before becoming Hare Krishna, I had committed some mistakes. And Prabhupada asked, what was the mistake? He said, I had done some dealings with the drugs at that time. When I was with my friends, I was very degraded at that time. After meeting you, my whole life transformed. No? And Prabhupada said, don't worry, I also had a drug shop, he said. But what was the drug shop Prabhupada had in India? It was a pharmaceutical shop. But Prabhupada was just joking. I also had a pharmaceutical drug shop. Now you also did drug, don't worry. And then he said, Prabhupada, I am really worried that I have to be in jail for some time. I will miss your association. Prabhupada said, don't worry, even Krishna was born in a jail only, in Mathura. So there is nothing to worry too much, he said. So in this way, Prabhupada sometimes spoke informally and in a jovial way, making the situation lighter for the devotees. Similarly, Prabhupada says here, when the pure devotee, he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, he can speak with the Lord exactly as if he were a common man. Like he didn't treat the deity like a murti, he treated the Lord like a person. This is what makes the difference. Because he knew that this is not just a pratima, it's not just a form of the Lord, it is actually a Krishna himself standing there. Yeah. Now he's saying here, see. Krishna kahe vipratome yaha svabhavane. सभा करि मोरे तुम्हें करि हस्मरणे. Now Krishna starts speaking. What he said?
Lord Krishna replied, my dear Brahmana, go back your home and call a meeting of all the men. In that meeting, just try to remember me.
Avirbhava hayami taha sakshi diva. Tavedvaya vipera satya pratignya rakhibha.
I shall certainly appear there, and at that time I shall protect the honor of both you brahmanas by bearing witness to the promise.
Viprabale yadi hao chaturbhuja murti. Tabu tumara vakyege karuna habe pratiti.
Yeah. The young Brahmana replied, my dear sir, even if you appear there as a 400 Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words.
Yehi murti giya yadi yehi shri vadane. Sakshi deha yadi tave sarva lokashune.
Only if you go there in this form of Gopal and speak the words from your beautiful face, will your testimony be heard by all the people?
Krishna kahe pratima chale kotahana shuni. Viprabale pratima haya kaha kene vani.
So in this way, there is a conversation between the two. Actually, Lord said, okay, you return to your place. Call all the panchayat people and I'll suddenly appear there. Tsh, like that I'll appear and I'll give sakshi. Tsh, I'll disappear again. And once they see me give the sakshi, they will accept. Like that, who said? Lord Krishna said. But the vipra, what he said, no. Even if you appear in your 400 form and say something, people may say that some magic you have done, they will say. But because we both brahmanas took a vow in front of you, if you yourself personally come and with the same face and mouth, if you speak to them that these people gave sakshi in front of me, and I assure you that he said nothing like it. So my Lord, don't feel bad that I am demanding you to come all the way, it's a long distance, but your coming is very vital, like that the Brahmana said. Then the Lord said, don't you see, I am a murti. Murtis generally are not expected to walk out of the temple and go to a different place, faraway place. Have you ever heard such a story that somebody moved from one city to another city that the deity walked? But Vipra said, Patimahaya, kaha kene vani? If deity can speak, then the deity can walk also. Like that he says. Anyway, you are a deity and you are speaking to me, so you can also walk, he said. Pratimana, this is the place this sloka comes.
प्रतिमानः तुमि साक्षात् ब्रजेन्द्र नंदन विप्रलागी कर तुमे अकार्य करणा।
My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something you have never done before.
Yeah. So, this Brahmana could see Krishna's deity as a Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. Pratima tumi nai. You are not just ordinary murti. Actually, why we see the murti as ordinary murti or a doll or something? Because we identify with our material bodies also. We think, I am this body. And when this body dies, I'll be finished. People think like that foolishly. They identify with the flesh and bones in this body. They identify with their caste. They identify with their birthplace of birth. They identified with their jati pati. They identify with some small family. People are not able to rise above the consciousness and see that I am a spirit soul. In the same manner, when they see the deity, they treat the deity with whatever gross eyes gives them some understanding. But they do not know, when we gradually understand this point, I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. And Krishna is the master of the soul. He is called as Priya Atmeshwara Suhrit. He is Atmeshwar, Atmaka Ishwar. So, then one can see that in the temple, where the deity has appeared, he is standing there and he can actually speak, he can walk, he can do miracles there.
हासिया गोपाल कहे शुनह ब्राह्मणा तुम्हार पाचे पाचे आमी करीब गमना।
गोपाल स्माइल एंड सेड, वेरी इंटेलिजेंट ब्राह्मणा, ही हैज डिफीटेड मी बाय हिज आर्गुमेंट। ही सेज दैट आई एम अ डेटी, आई एम स्पीकिंग नाउ, सो आई कैन आल्सो वॉक। ओके शुनह ब्राह्मण, नाउ यू लिसन ब्राह्मण, आई विल वॉक बिहाइंड यू, यू कीप गोइंग अहेड, आई विल वॉक बिहाइंड यू, डोंट वरी। Yeah, I read it. Purport.
The conversation between Lord Shri Krishna and the Brahmana is proof that the Lord in his Archa Murti or form made of material elements is not material. For those elements, although separated from the Lord, are also a part of the Lord's energy, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the elements are the Lord's own energy, and because there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, the Lord can appear through any element. Just as the sun can act through the sunshine and thus distribute its heat and light, so Krishna, by his inconceivable power, can appear in his original spiritual form in any material element, including stone, wood, paint, gold, silver and jewels, because the material elements are all his energy. The Shastras warn Arche Vishnu Shiladi Naraki Saha. One should
never think of Archa Murti. The deity within the temple as stone, wood or any other material element. Because of his advanced devotional position, the younger Brahmana knew that although the deity of Gopal appeared to be stone, he was not stone. He was the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajendranandan himself. As such, the deity could act exactly as the Lord does in his original form as Krishna. So Prabhupada gives the philosophy behind the deity, the science of understanding the deity form in this purport. So the deity form of the Lord is a spiritual form which is visible to the material eyes. Because our eyes are material, they can only see material elements. So Lord appears through one of the material elements like marble or wood or metal or something like that. At the same time, he exhibits his spiritual form in that. If he were to appear in his Sachidananda form, you know, just like we don't see the wind, we don't see the air, similarly we can't see him. So he agrees to appear in a merciful way for various purposes. One purpose is to be visible to the eyes of the conditioned souls. Even an ordinary person, one who is not a pure devotee, can still see him. And also be available to accept service from the devotee in the form of bathing the Lord, dressing the Lord, feeding the Lord, putting the Lord to rest, worshipping the Lord, offering obeisances to the Lord, circumambulating the deities. So in this way, the deity is accepting all the services. That's another purpose for which he is appearing in this world. And also, he is appearing in this world to remind us of his eternal pastimes in Vrindavan. So by looking at the deity, one becomes reminded, oh, this is the same Krishna who performed such beautiful nectarian leelas in Vrindavan with Yashoda, with cowherd boys and with Shrimati Radharani. and gopis. So by in this way one gets awakened of the remembrance of Lord's pastimes by looking at the deity form. Also the deity form can speak to pure devotees who see him in a Chinmaya form, spiritual form, and to them the Lord can give orders, he can give instructions, he can give them guidance. So in this way the deity comes for various reasons. But the deity form of the Lord is not coming for proving his prowess, like he came as Vamanadev or he came as Parashuram or he came in any other particular Leelavatara form. So therefore you find in this particular form he doesn't behave like a great god like Visharupa Darshana or something. He behaves like a malleable deity in the hands of a devotee. A devotee can pick up the deity, you know, he can bathe the deity, he can dress the deity, he can put the deity to rest. In this way Lord agrees to completely be molded by the devotee's desire to serve him out of love. Just like a small baby, you know, becomes malleable in the hands of a mother. Like the mother wakes up the child, takes him to the bathroom, bathes him, you know, then dresses the child and decorates the child. So just like a child becomes malleable in mother's hands, similarly Lord becomes malleable in devotee's hands. So he has come to accept such service. But although he appears like a murti made of material elements, we didn't create these material elements. It is the Lord who has created, you know, if you take the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram, the very first word with which Vishnu is glorified is Vishwam. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krat Bhuta Bridbhavo Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha Bhutatma Paramatma Cha Muktanam Paramagat Gatihi. Like that it goes on. But very first word is what? Vishwam. Vishwam means, O Lord, you yourself have become the universe. So there is no difference. You have expanded this universe with its 24 mental elements from your own body. You have expanded it. So because it has expanded from your body, you can manifest in this universe from wherever you wish. It is possible for you. Through a stone or metal or anything you can manifest. Because we didn't create anything in the universe. We are dependent on you, and we are completely come with naked hands and naked, we go back with naked hands. So therefore, a devotee has firm faith that because Lord is the creator of everything in this universe, he can manifest in any portion of the universe. It's no wonder for him. Yeah. Just like you will see, sometimes a business enterprise starts in one city, and then they expand the business enterprise to other cities. Like you take, for example, SBI, State Bank of India. So you have it in Pune, you have it in Mumbai, you have it in Delhi, you have it in Chennai, you have it in Bangalore, you have it in Hyderabad. So therefore, sometimes when you are going to this branch, they can, just from here, they can give a call and something can be, transaction can be done in another city very easily. Because they have connection everywhere. All over the world, they have connection in different places. And some of them have foreign also, in foreign countries also. So in this way, in the same manner, like one company has multiple branches and they can operate. Sitting in one place, they can make the other, like in case you have somebody in South India who want to get a loan or something from SBI, you tell here to one known person, then he gives a call and then they give, isn't it? Because it's connected centrally. Similarly, the Lord is connected centrally to material energies and spiritual energy. So now he is appearing in spiritual world. But if he wants to manifest in material world, it is whose energy it is? His energy only. So he can appear. What is so difficult for him? He can appear anywhere. Now we have a limitation. Why? For example, now we have ISKCON here in Pune. Now in Boston there is one ISKCON. But there are some cities in the world where we don't have an ISKCON temple yet. So we may, in those cities, if people want to connect, we may only be able to give some program address or something. But imagine you have a ISKCON temple in every city in the world, then you can connect anybody to any center, correct, no? Because it's ultimately one unit which has expanded like that. Same with Lord also. It's not very difficult to understand. The Lord is expanding as material energy, spiritual energy. Binname prakriti rishtada, he is saying. Because he has expanded from his own body, he can manifest very easily. Just like a government of India, they just, they take the papers. And the same paper, they can print a currency note and give it as currency note. Another paper, they can print a newspaper and give it as newspaper. So when you read the newspaper in the morning, you just throw it in the raddi in the evening. Currency note you fold and keep it in your packet. Paper is same, and the government owns both. Government newspaper and government currency note. So in the now one is a valuable paper, currency note. Another one, he can just make a newspaper out of, you know, with that paper. Same way the Lord also, if he wants the matter to be ordinary matter, he can make it ordinary matter. But if he wants to use the same matter to manifest himself, it's like a currency note, same paper, but he can manifest as a currency note, then it is more valuable. Why people are not keeping newspaper and throwing away the currency note? They know currency note is valuable, newspaper is useless. Similarly, in the same matter, one matter, like for example, ordinary marble is used for making the floor of the temple. But then when the Lord manifests in the marble deity or a wooden deity or a metallic deity, the Lord is manifesting, then that is considered extremely valuable. Great, great acharyas like Ramanujacharya has worshipped Ranganatha, and Udupi Krishna was worshipped by Madhvacharya. Lord Chaitanya fainted unconscious by seeing the deity of Jagannatha, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, isn't it? So Shankaracharya also established deities in Badri, Badrinath, Badri Vishal. So these acharyas have set the trend for all the people of the world, that the deity form of the Lord is non-different from the Lord, and one can worship and gain enormous advantage from that. Yeah, please read this.
Lord Krishna was talking to the young Brahmana just to test his knowledge about the Archa Vigraha. In other words, those who have understood the science of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities and so forth, can also talk with the deity. To an ordinary person, however, the deity will appear to be made of stone, wood or some other material. In the higher sense, since all material elements ultimately emanate from the spiritual, supreme spiritual entity, nothing is really material. Being omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient, Krishna can deal with his devotee in any form without difficulty. By the mercy of the Lord, the devotee knows perfectly well about the Lord's dealings. Indeed, he can talk face to face with the Lord.
Yeah. See, for Krishna and pure devotees, there is no difference between material and spiritual. Why? I'll tell you. For example, in ISKCON temple we have a van. So we gave the name for the van as Kamya van. Correct, no? Kamya van, Bandira van, like that we gave the name. Why? Because it is used only for spiritual purpose. Devotees travel in the van to distribute Prabhupada's books. Similarly, we are going to have dozen buses. So two buses are already there. One is called Hanuman Bus Party. Another one? Taliban, yeah. Narad, yeah, Narad Bus Party and Hanuman Bus Party. So it's all spiritual bus. Why spiritual bus? Because it is used only for spiritual purpose, not for any mundane purpose. Similarly, Prabhupada had one saffron typewriter. Why saffron typewriter? Because it's only used for typing Bhagavatam. Pages of, you know, manuscripts of Bhagavatam are typed in that. In this way, in this world, you have to distinguish, right? This is the ordinary typewriter. This is Krishna's typewriter. Why? Because people keep something for themselves. This is for me. Like a big millionaire comes into the temple, talk, and then he takes out a purse and puts a 1 rupee coin. 1 rupee for Krishna and 4 rupees for me. Isn't it? You can see like that. So therefore, because he is distinguishing between what is Krishna's and what is his, therefore this is material and that is spiritual. Whereas when a devotee sees that ultimately everything belongs to Krishna. Where is spiritual? Where is material? Everything is spiritual only. A devotee doesn't separate material from spiritual. But in the material world, the living beings have a bhogavritti, enjoying mentality. So they separate. They say this is material, that is spiritual. That's what he is saying. Therefore, everything being spiritual, Krishna can manifest in any way. He can even talk face to face.
Ulatiya amatume nakariha darshane. आमा के देखिले आमे रही बसे स्थाने
या ही सेड माय डियर यंग ब्राह्मण यू वॉक अहेड एंड आई विल वॉक बिहाइंड यू बट इफ यू टर्न योर फेस बिहाइंड एंड लुक एट मी देन आई विल स्टॉप देयर आई विल नॉट वॉक अहेड दिस इज द कंडीशन ओके एंड द ब्राह्मण आल्सो अग्रीड नाउ द ब्राह्मण वाज वॉकिंग द डेटी ऑफ कृष्णा वाज वॉकिंग बिहाइंड लाइक दैट द साउंड वाज कमिंग because Krishna has a ankle bell in his feet, Nupur. So the Brahmana was satisfied, yeah, sound is coming. Lord is walking behind me. So when they went to Vidyanagar, Now he wanted to take them to the exact spot where the panchayat and everybody will be there. But then now the sound stopped. You know, there was no more sound of chill, chill. Then the Brahmana became a little doubtful. Why Gopal came so far? And then it seems he has stopped. He couldn't resist his eagerness. So he turned around and Gopal said, now I will not go beyond this because you turned around and saw me. Like that he will tell him. Yeah. No pure radvani matra amara shuniba. Sei shabde amara gamana pratiti kariva. Yekasera annarandhi kariha samarpana. Taha kaya tomara sange kariba gamana. Lord is giving him service now. He's telling him, cook 1 kilo of rice daily and offer it. I shall eat the rice and then follow behind you. Because it's walk now. You need, if you tell somebody walk behind me, they have to take prasad also, no? So he's saying, you offer this, he has given him nice seva also. Aradina agyamagi chalila brahmana. Tara pache pache gopala karila agamana. Yeah. Yeah.
The next day, the Brahmana begged permission from Gopal and started for his country. Gopal followed him step by step.
Nupure radvani shuni anandita mana. Uttamanna pakakari karaya bhojana. Yeah, first class rice, must be basmati rice or something. Huh? Yeah, did it?
While Gopal followed the young Brahmana, the tinkling sound of his ankle bells could be heard. The Brahmana became very pleased and he cooked first class rice for Gopal to eat.
Hey, mate chali vipranija deshe aila. Gramera nikatasi manete chintila.
The young Brahmana walked and walked in this way until he eventually arrived in his own country. When he neared his own village, he began to think as follows. I have now come to my village and I shall go to my home and tell all the people that the witness has arrived.
Sakshate nade kile mane pratiti nahaya. Iha yadi rahena tabo nahi ke chubhaya. Yeah.
The Brahmana then began to think that if the people didn't directly see the Gopal's deity, they would not believe that he had arrived. But even if Gopal stays here, he thought, there is still nothing to fear.
Ye tabhavi sayi vipra firya chahila. Hasya Gopala deva tathaya rahila. Yeah.
Thinking this, the Brahmana turned to look back and he saw the Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was standing there smiling.
Brahmane re kahe tumi yahani jaghara. Yethaya rahibame nayava atapara.
The Lord told the Brahmana, now you can go home. I shall stay here and shall not leave.
Yeah, have faith, I will not go back to Vrindavan. Tabe sei viprayai nagare kahila. Shuniya sakala loka chamatkara haila.
The young Brahmana then went to the town and informed all the people about Gopal's arrival. Hearing this, the people were struck with wonder.
Aila sakala loka sakshi dekhi bare. Gopal dekhiya loka dandavat kare. So people came running to see, oh really, Gopal has come as a witness. So they all came in big numbers and everybody fell on the ground offering obeisances. Gopala Saundarya Deki Loke Anandita. Seeing the beauty of Gopal, they became jubilant in their hearts. The deity of Gopal has walked and come. Vismita, they were surprised, amazed. He has come walking such a long distance. Tabe sahi bada vipra anandita haiya. Gopalera aage pade dandabat haiya. The older Ravana became very jolly also, very happy. Why? Because he actually wanted this to happen. And he offered obeisances like a stick in front of Gopal. Sakala lokera aage Gopala sakshi dila. Bada vipra chota vipre kanyadana kaila. Yeah, now Lord gave the sakshi. He bore witness that the elder Brahmana had offered his daughter to charity to the younger Brahmana. Tabe se idui vipre kahila ishwara. Tumi dui janme janme amara kinkara. Lord told both the Brahmanas, elder and younger one, hey, you people don't know your birth after birth, my servants. Like that Lord told. Same thing Lord Chaitanya told Rup Sanatan. Birth after birth, you are my servants. You two Brahmanas are my eternal servants. Lord told them. Read this purport.
Like these two Brahmanas of Vidyanagara, there are many devotees who are eternal servants of the Lord. They are specifically known as Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. Although the Nitya Siddhas appear in the material world and seem to be common members of the world, they never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition. This is the symptom of a Nitya Siddha. There are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha. The Nitya Siddha never forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality, whereas the Nitya Baddha is always conditioned, even before the creation. He always forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the Lord informs the two Brahmanas that they are his servants birth after birth. The phrase birth after birth refers to the material world, because in the spiritual world there is no birth, death, old age or disease. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Nitya Siddha remains within this material world like an ordinary man, but the only business of the Nitya Siddha is to broadcast the glories of the Lord. This incident appears to be an ordinary story about a marriage transaction involving two ordinary people. However, Krishna accepted the two Brahmanas as his eternal servants. Both Brahmanas took much trouble in these negotiations, just like mundane people, yet they were acting as eternal servants of the Lord. All Nitya Siddhas within this material world may appear to toil like ordinary men, but they never forget their position as servants of the Lord. Another point, the elderly Brahmana belonged to an aristocratic family and was learned and wealthy. The young Brahmana belonged to an ordinary family and was uneducated. But these mundane qualifications do not concern a Nitya Siddha engaged in the service of the Lord. We have to accept the fact that the Nitya Siddha are completely distinct from the Nitya Baddhas, who are ordinary human beings. Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms this statement.
Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Vrajendra Sutapash.
Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Vrajendra Sutapash.
Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Eva Jane Chintamani Tarahaya Vraja Bhume Vasa.
Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Eva Jane Chintamani Tarahaya Vraja Bhume Vasa.
Yeah.
One who accepts the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddhas is certain to be elevated to the spiritual kingdom to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. One should also know that the Gauramandala Bhumi, those places in Bengal where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, are equal to Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan. There is no difference between the inhabitants of Vrindavan and those of Gauramandala Bhumi or Sridham Mayapur.
Yeah. So, two very important points are mentioned here in this purport. Prabhupada says here that one should not think of Nitya Siddha to be ordinary. Sometimes Nitya Siddhas in this world will be like Prabhupada was printing back to Godhead magazine, carrying the magazines, going to the tea shops and selling it, having a bank account and putting money, taking money. All these things he was doing. People may think, hey, what is this? He's a sannyasi, he's a spiritualist, he's doing all this activity, somebody may think. He says, don't think of them to be ordinary, because they do nothing for the sense gratification. They only do it for Krishna's service. That is one point made. Another point he says here is, If you understand Nitya Siddhas are all very close associates of Lord Chaitanya, if you have firm faith in it, then one can go back to Godhead and become one of the associates of the Lord.
Duhara Satya Tushta Hailam Duhe Magavara Duhi Vipravara Mage Ananda Antara.
The Lord continued, I have become very much pleased by the truthfulness of you both. Now you can ask for a benediction. Thus, with great pleasure, the two Brahmanas begged for a benediction.
Let us see what benediction they asked. Yadivara divetave rahaye isthane
kinkarere dayatava sarvaloke jane.
The Brahmana said, please remain here so that the people all over the world will know how merciful you are to your servants.
Gopala rahila duhe karena sevana dekite aila sab dashere loka jana.
Lord Gopal stayed and the two Brahmanas engaged in his service. After hearing of the incident, many people from different countries began to come to see Lord Gopal.
Sedeshera Rajaila Ascharya Suniya Parama Santosha Paila Gopale Dekhiya.
The Raja was Purushottam Dev. He came to see. He heard this wonderful pastime of Gopal coming as witness Gopal, Sakshi Gopal. So he also came to see Gopal and became very satisfied.
Mandira kariya raja seva chalaila Sakshi Gopal bali tara namakyati haila.
Yeah.
The king constructed a nice temple and regular service was executed. Gopal became very famous under the name of Sakshi Gopal.
Ye mata vidyanagare Sakshi Gopala Seva angikara kari achen chirakala.
Yeah.
Thus Sakshi Gopal stayed in Vidyanagar and accepted service for a very long time.
Yeah.
This city of Vidyanagar is situated in Trailanga Desha, South India, on the bank of river Godavari. The place where the Godavari flows into the Bay of Bengal is called Kota Desha. The Orissa kingdom was very powerful and Kota Desha was the capital of Orissa. It was then known as Vidyanagar. Formerly, this city was situated on the southern side of the river Godavari. At that time, King Purushottam Dev managed to control Orissa and appoint a government. The present city of Vidyanagar is on the southeast side of the river, only 20 to 25 miles from Rajahmundry. During the time of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sri Ramananda Rai was the governor there. Vidyanagar is not identical with Vidyanagara. Vijayanagara is not identical with Vidyanagara.
Utkalera Raja Purushottama Devanama Sei Desha Jini Nila Kariya Sangrama.
Yeah.
Later there was a fight and this country was conquered by King Purushottam Dev of Orissa.
So the earlier king of whoever was the king in Vidyanagara, he had built a temple for Sakshi Gopal. They are worshipping. Now Purushottam Dev will come there and request Sakshi Gopal that we want to have you in the capital of Orissa, which is Katak. Yeah.
Sei Raja Jini Nila Tara Simhasana Manikya Simhasana Nama Aneka Ratana.
Yeah.
That king was victorious over the king of Vidyanagara and he took possession of his throne, the Manikya Simhasana, which was bedecked with many jewels.
Purushottama Devasai Bada Bhakta Arya Gopala Charane Mage Chala Mora Rajya.
He is calling the Lord, come to my Rajya now. He is saying, I read it.
King Purushottam Dev was a great devotee and was advanced in the civilization of the Aryans. He begged at the lotus feet of Lord Gopal, please come to my kingdom.
Tara bhakti vashe Gopal tare agnya dila Gopala laiya sei kataka aila.
Yeah.
When the king begged him to come to his kingdom, Gopal was already obliged for his devotional service, accepted his prayer. Thus the king took the Gopal's deity and went back to Katak.
Yes. Jagannate ani dila manikya simhasana Katake Gopala seva karila sthapana.
After winning the Manikya throne, King Purushottam Dev took it to Jagannath Puri and presented it to Lord Jagannath. In the meantime, he also established regular worship of Gopal's deity at Katak.
Tahara Mahishi Ayla Gopala Darshane Bhakti Kari Bahu Alankar Kaila Samarpane. Yeah.
When the Gopal deity was installed at Katak, the queen of Purushottam Dev went to see him and with great devotion presented various kinds of ornaments.
The deities, Tahara nasate bahu mulya mukta haya Tahadite icha hayala manite chintaya.
The queen had a very valuable pearl which she wore on her nose. And she wished to give it to Gopal. She then began to think as follows.
She is also no less like Purushottam Dev. She is also a wife of Purushottam Dev. Like it is said about Ambarish's wife was a Mahishya Tulya Shilaya. The wife of Ambarish was also a very great devotee. Similarly, Purushottam Dev's wife is another very, very advanced devotee. As soon as she saw the Lord, she felt, I am wearing such a costly... See, he got the Ratna Simhasan where he is supposed to sit. Who? Purushottam Dev, and with that samasana, what he did? Gave it to the Lord. Similarly, his wife is having a nose ring, very costly nose ring. When she saw Gopal, immediately she thought, this is the best one I have. I want to give it to Lord. Only problem she thought was, Sakshi Gopal doesn't have a hole in the nose. So how can we put that? She was thinking. That worry was there. Takurera nasate yadi chidra takita. Tabe yehi dasi mukta nasaya paraita.
If there were a hole in the deity's nose, I could transfer the pearl to him.
Yatta chintina maskari gela swabhavane. Ratri sheshe gopala tare kahe na swapane. So she went to her palace, and when she was sleeping, Lord came in her dream. And spoke to the queen as follows. Balyakale mata mora nasa chidra kari mukta paranachila bahu mukta paranachila bahu yatna kari. See, Mother Yashoda made a hole in my nose when I was a small kid. And with great endeavor, she set a pearl there. Sahi chidra adhyapiha Achaye nasate Sei mukta parahayaha Chahiyache dite. Yeah.
That very hole is still there, and you can use it to set the pearl you desire to give me.
Swapna deki sei rani raja ke kahila. Raja saha mukta alaya mandire aila. So she went and told the king about the dream. King became very happy. And they both arrived at the temple with the pearl. Parayela mukta nasaya chidra dekiya Maha mahotsava kaila anandita haiya. Seeing the hole in the nose of the deity, they set the pearl there and had a big festival for Gopal. Sei haite gopalera katakete stiti. Hey lagi sakshi gopal namahaile khyati. Yeah?
Since then, Gopal has been situated in the city of Katak and he has been known ever since as Sakshi Gopal.
Yeah. Sakshi Gopal ki? Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopal. Keshava Madhava Dinadayal.
Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal.
ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ದೀನದಯ
ದೀನದಯಾಲ್ ಪ್ರಭು ದೀನದಯಾಲ್ ದೀನದಯಾಲ್ ಪ್ರಭು
ದೀನದಯಾಲ್
ಗೋಪಾಲ್ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ್
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್
ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಕಿ
ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ರೆಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕ್ವೀನ್ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ವೈಫ್ ಕ್ವೀನ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಟುಮಾರೋ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಬಿಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೀಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟುಮಾರೋ ಓಕೆ ಯಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ